The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America. This is Beyond Networking, and now, here's your host, Ron Sukenik.
Well, hello and welcome to Beyond Networking, being with Ron Sukenik, and I am Ron Sukenik, and I'm glad you're back, and hope everybody's had a great week. And of course, we do this on a weekly basis. And so what do we do every week? We're here talking with some innovative people that we get to meet, that share ideas on how we can take relationships and get way beyond networking. So if you're new to this podcast and you want to learn how to pass business cards and make follow-up phone calls and shake hands, this is not the podcast. But if you want to take you as the individual and the work that you do in business or in relationships, professional development, and take those to new levels, you are at the right place at the right time. And as I say, we invite innovative thinkers and creators to share real strategies and real techniques on how you can be and take your thinking to another level. Our guest today is Dr. Tony Alessandra, who is a streetwise college smart perspective on business. Academically, Dr. Alessandra earned his PhD in marketing going back to 1976 from Georgia State University. As a business owner, he is the president of multiple companies such as AssessmentBusinessCenter.com, BrainX.com, and a founding partner of the Platinum Rule Group. As an author, Dr. Alessandra has written 17 books translated into 49 languages, and has recorded and filmed over 50 audio and video programs since 1979. And if we move on to Dr. Alessandra as a speaker, inducted into the Speakers Hall of Fame in 85 and has delivered over 2,000 keynote speeches. Dr. Alessandra, welcome to the program.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Ron.
And what a great body of work, my goodness. And if it's okay with you, Doctor, if I can call you Tony, when I look at all your work, and it's, again, a great body of work, it's indisputable that people do business with people they like. It makes sense. So, therefore, if I want to like people and be liked by as many people as possible, so how do you do that? What have you found? And I know it's built around a lot of your work on what you call the Platinum Rule. Can you share some of that with us?
Absolutely. Many of us have been brought up on a concept called the Golden Rule. And the Golden Rule, very simply stated, is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, I have to tell you, I believe in that rule 110% when it comes to values, ethics, honesty, consideration. However, when it comes to one-to-one communication, when it comes to building relationships with others, in fact, when it comes to the way we interact with people in today's increasingly diverse world, you know, we have gender diversity, we have ethnic diversity, regional diversity, generational diversity. I mean, it goes on and on. The more diverse people are, the more we have to use another rule in addition to the Golden Rule. I call it the Platinum Rule. The Platinum Rule, very simply stated, is do unto others as they would have you do unto them. In other words, treat people the way they want to be treated. So that's what this is all about.
Now, the Golden Rule hasn't lost any of its glitter, though, right?
Not at all. No, I firmly believe in it. You know, I believe in the rule. To me, the Golden Rule is also, you know, what goes around comes around. And I practice that in my life. I preach it to people. I truly believe it. I'm just saying that in addition to the Golden Rule, we need to practice the Platinum Rule and be sensitive to the differences in people.
Okay, and I love that. So in essence, it's like making the other person be the most important person. So I want to do on to you, Tony. I meet you for the first time. I want to practice. How do I do that? How do you practice the Platinum Rule?
Well, the whole practice of the Platinum Rule is called adaptability. Adaptability is your ability to change your approach or your strategy depending on the situation or the person you're with. Question is, how do you change your approach? You know, do you do it the right way? Well, let me make it real simple. My model that I have in all of my work, the Platinum Rule, and you can see much of my work either at platinumrule.com or alessandra.com. But I take this model of human behavior and I truly simplify it. You know, basically we want to make two decisions about people so that we can adapt. First decision, is the person more open or guarded? And there are certain things that you look for or listen for that will tell you whether the person's coming across more open or guarded. Once we know that, we can decide whether we focus primarily and initially on the relationship or the task. The second decision.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, let me just do the second decision because there's only two. So first decision, person more open or guarded. Second decision, more direct or indirect. And again, these are observable behaviors. And once we decide whether the person is more direct or indirect, then we will modify our pace. We'll either go slower or faster in everything we do.
Okay, I love that. So when I'm thinking, so am I paying a close attention to body language, or is it just in the verbiage that goes back and forth? What am I looking for?
You're looking for three things, and they all begin with V: verbal, vocal, visual. Verbal, the words that people use. I see, I hear, I feel. You know, what are the exact words that people use? Because that'll give you a hint about what their style is. The second thing is vocal, which is the way the words are spoken. You know, the inflection, the intonation, the volume, the speed, the pitch, the resonance. And then the third thing we want to pay attention to, if in fact we're face-to-face with somebody, is the visual, the body language, the facial expressions, the hand and body movement. When we're on the phone, just like we are right now, you're primarily focusing just on verbal and vocal. When you're face-to-face, it's verbal, vocal, visual. So those are the three things we want to focus on when we're dealing with people.
Let me stay with adaptability for just a moment. So being willing and able to adapt one's behavior increases my ability to communicate and build relationships. I got it. I love it. But what's real today, Tony, in business? Are people willing and able to adapt? Or are they looking in that? Is it a new intelligence? Because it seems like sometimes people are just thinking that that's the way they are.
Well,
does that make sense?
It does make sense. You've heard the term emotional intelligence.
Correct.
A gentleman named Gardner came up with his theory of multiple intelligences, that, you know, not only can we have the classic IQ, but we can have other types of intelligence, like physical intelligence and emotional intelligence and street smarts, you know, that kind of smarts. So what we're talking about here is emotional intelligence, the ability to size up an individual and react appropriately and accordingly. That's what adaptability is. And you know, so willing and able. Willingness is your, let's say your ability is your aptitude, and your willingness is your attitude. So we can have somebody who knows that they're supposed to behave differently with different people, but their attitude is, hey, you know, take me or leave me, this is the way I am. You either love me or you don't, and I'm not going to make any, I'm not going to stretch at all. And then you have some people who are willing. You know, I really want to please people. I truly do. I want people to like me, but they don't know what to do. So you need both. You need both the willingness, in other words, the attitude to change, and then you need the ability or the aptitude, the particular skills to change the right way.
So a lot of your work, Tony, sounds it's kind of built around the art and science. So many years worth of research, many years worth of discussion with people to figure, because you know I've got to learn who I am. I've got to understand that there are behavioral styles. You know what are my styles? How do I deal with them? And how many are there, Tony? When we talk about behavior styles,
we've identified four, and I've been working on this. I've been doing research all the way back to my doctoral work at Georgia State University. So I've been working on this 33 years. And we've identified four basic patterns of behavior based on your level of openness and your level of directness. So we have the director. The director is somebody who is direct and at the same time guarded. Then we have the thinker, who is guarded but indirect. Then we have the relator, who's indirect but open. And then we have the socializer, who is open but also direct. So we have two styles that are direct, which are the socializers and directors. We have two styles who are indirect or slower paced, are relators and thinkers. We have two styles that are open, which is more relationship oriented. Those are our relators and socializers. And we have two styles that are more guarded or task oriented, no nonsense, bottom line it. And those are the thinkers and directors. So four styles: directors, thinkers, relators, socializers.
Wow. So if I can just learn from either my, you know, you got to read books, you got to listen to tapes, you got to watch video. So the fact is, how easy is it? I mean, you've already figured out in 33 years that there are four styles. So if I can learn about that somewhere, and certainly maybe even read some of your work and go to your website, I can get better at communicating and building relationships.
Absolutely.
Let me jump into something that I found interesting. I was looking back at some of your old newsletters, and you have Dr. T's tips and Tony-isms, and I love that old story of you talk about a young lady who was taken to dinner one evening by William Gladstone and the following evening by Benjamin Disraeli,
right,
both eminent British statesmen in the late 19th century. And when she left the dining room after sitting next to Mr. Gladstone, she thought he was the cleverest man in England. But after sitting next to Mr. Disraeli, she thought she was the cleverest woman in England.
Interesting, isn't
so,
it?
Well, I love that. I give us some helpful hints on that, Tony. I love having people feel a joyful experience of themselves. I mean, I want people to feel that way. Do you have any hints or any tips you can throw out?
Sure. The key difference between those two experiences was Gladstone talked all about himself, whereas Disraeli asked questions and allowed the other person to talk about herself. So the whole concept of listening comes into play here. You know, are we in fact being more of an active, participative listener? And that's what that whole story was about. You know, am I more interested in me or am I more interested in you? And that's the key thing. So
you talk about the practice of attentiveness, but Tony, why everybody talks about listening? Why is it so difficult to find anybody to take the time to do it?
Well, we're never taught it. Think about in school, we're taught how to read, how to write, even how to speak, but we're rarely taught how to listen. We simply pick it up from other people, and we pick it up from people who have not been taught. So, you know, we pick up a lot of the bad habits. Listening effectively doesn't require a lot of I could go through a day or two program with people to teach them how to be more effective listeners. But for our listeners here, Ron, let me just give you a couple of tips. And I'll tell you, if you really listen to this and practice this, by the time we're finished, today, literally today, if you practice some of this, you will double your listening effectiveness. I mean, literally, within moments.
Let me take some notes, Tony.
Okay, you take some notes and make sure you
everybody
listen.
Let's take, this is the time in the podcast where we take notes.
Okay. Number one, you really need to concentrate. You cannot listen if you don't hear what's being said. And all too frequently, one of the reasons that so many people are poor listeners is they don't pay attention. They do not focus. They do not stop what they're doing and give the speaker whether it's a spouse, a child, a friend,
so real.
A teacher,
so real.
We do not give them our full attention. So I strongly suggest that we block out, we eliminate, we block out distractions, and we really look at the other person. Stop doing what we're doing. Stop reading. Stop typing. Stop looking at our computer screen. And
what you're saying, Tony, is I shouldn't even think about what I'm doing after I leave speaking to this person?
No, I'm not saying that right now. I'm just saying that while we're talking to somebody and listening to somebody, that we pay full attention. For instance, as I'm talking to you right now, I'm at my desk, and my desk has a lot of stuff on it, including my computer, email, emails coming in. In order to really focus on you and this program, I actually turn my back to my desk so that I cannot see anything there and nothing is distracting me. That way I'm paying full attention to what we're doing. And I think we need to do that, whether it's at work or at home. When somebody talks to us, we need to concentrate. The second thing we need to do is to make sure that we show the other person that we're listening. And the way we do that is through eye contact, head nods, appropriate body language, vocal prompts like, really, go on. We also need to make sure that it's a conversation, all right, a two-way conversation, a dialogue, not just a monologue. And a monologue would be that, you know, we just look at the other person and let them do all the talking and we don't do anything else. What we need to do is make it a dialogue. So we comment, we ask questions, we try not to interrupt, but we make everything focus around what they are talking to us about. And if it's a really important conversation that has possibly directions or problems or whatever, we might even want to take notes. So those are just a few little tips that we can do to be a much better listener.
Oh, I love that. Again, as I look over the website, Tony, I see so many great things that, you know, how to make friends in 5 seconds, how to make powerful first impressions, and but it's all built around this concept of understanding self. And what about this concept of becoming more purpose driven, Tony? Is that an important part of the process for me to get better at building relationships with people?
Well. Again, I think that being purpose-driven is more internal rather than external, dealing with other people. You know, having a purpose in life, a goal, a direction, a vision, it certainly will help you in terms of, your conversations with people, possibly influencing people, possibly getting people to follow you, you know, if you have a very strong, passionate vision about something. But I would say that particular concept in my timely tips is more an internal concept as opposed to a networking or relationship or communication concept.
Okay, and I got it. So that's what that is. Help me out with this, Tony. You wrote an article and you do work around what you call silent messages.
Right.
What are they?
Silent messages revolve around one of the things you mentioned earlier, and that is, you know, body language or the signals that we send people. And, I really believe that there are several things that we do to project our silent message. In other words, our attitude, whether we're positive or negative thinkers, the way we dress, the image that we project, there's several things that impact our silent message. I talk about 5 different areas of silent message. One of them is first impressions, but, you know, there's our spiritual self, you know, our ability to come across as with a willingness to want to help other people, and our attitude toward others, you know, again, whether we're people-oriented or not, positive thinkers, negative thinkers, our self-esteem and how that impacts other people. So there's many, many things that the messages that we send to people that are kind of silent.
So if I want to get better at understanding silent messages. And I'm sensing, Tony, that you've got programs that I can either listen to or
view. Absolutely.
And where is that all found? Is that on because I know you have multiple websites.
I do. But if you go to my main website, the one built around me, which is alessandra.com, that's A-L-E-S-S-A-N-D-R-A. So www.alessandra.com. And you'll see that there are many things, and I know that you've been there, Ron, because you're drawing stuff from that site. But for instance, there's on there will be some of my timely tips back issues that you've been talking about. There'll be a whole section on my products. And the products, for instance, if you, instead of just reading something, if you actually want to, you know, maybe on silent messages, I have a whole ebook on silent messages, whereas the timely tip will be a very short excerpt from it. The ebook is a much longer version of it and goes into more depth. But I have a lot of MP3 products. So if you want to hear me talk about silent messages, you can download my program on silent messages or resolving conflict or my biggest bestseller, which is my new relationship strategies program, which talks about the four styles that we were just chatting about. So,
I love that.
There's a lot of things at that site, alessandra.com, including articles and even a photo gallery, you know, where I actually, when I go on trips or do things, I put the photos in there, and you can see, you actually can see who you're listening to here. You can see pictures of me and pictures of me outside of work, you know, maybe traveling with my family, with my kids, with my wife, et cetera. So there's a lot of things at that site.
Can people receive, and I loved some of your Tonyisms. I thought they were great, from Dr. T's Timely Tips,
right,
I guess.
Right, right.
Can people subscribe to that? Can they get, and I'll tell you which, and you're gonna hate me for this one. You had one that said, and most important, he who invites pays. And, you know, my dad taught me when I was younger that if anybody at the dinner at a table ever says, I'll pay for it, you let them. So it kind of reminded me of that, and most important, he who invites pays. So that's a good – can people subscribe to that?
Absolutely. Now, this is something – I'll say it. I don't know how people can, you know, specifically get there, but if they go to alessandra.com, then put a /, and then all lowercase, about Tony – /timely_tips_signup.asp. That's how you can sign up. There's two things here, Ron, that I think are very interesting. I have two different e-zines that you can sign up for. One is my weekly timely tips. And again, it's alessandra.com/about Tony/timely_tips_signup.asp. But at my site, you'll see that there's this orange box, and it says one-to-one from A to Z. And that is a very unique e-zine. We call it our 100% customized e-zine. Because when you click on that link and you sign up, you should try it out, Ron. You'll see what I mean by it.
I see it. I got it right in front of me. Even though I want to concentrate on you, Tony.
Do this when we hang up, when we're done. But when you click on that, it will pull up a questionnaire, and you simply sign up. You know, fill in the information, and then you check off all the things that you're interested in. And then our automated system will send you articles and tips and maybe even products based specifically on your interests. See, the timely tips, the same tips go out to everybody, whereas the one-to-one from A to Z, the customized e-zine, we only send you what you're interested in, and it's sent randomly, not every week like the timely tips, but it could be – you know, you may get two or three messages from me in a week and then nothing for two more weeks. So it just depends.
And you know, Tony, what lots of conversation. Certainly we've touched on a lot of things today. And again, if you're listening for the first time, this is kind of like what these calls are about. And, you know, today we've been speaking with speaker, author, and business owner, Dr. Tony Alessandra. And for those that want to learn more about Tony, visit his website, which is alessandra.com. That's A-L-E-S-S-A-N-D-R-A. And I'll tell you, Tony, I love the Platinum Rule. The fact is my God, I can get better at being with people. I can get better if I can become more adaptable. And what a word. I can become more useful and more resourceful. And certainly there's so many things that I'm sure people can learn from the site. You know, in closing, Tony, we always like to leave people thinking about something. I call them thinking points for connecting forward. And Tony, what thinking point can you leave for the audience today?
So many.
And I
would say, let's go with this. What goes around comes around. And always, always remember that your actions and behaviors will come back to you, maybe not from the same people, but from other people. You know that that movie Pay It Forward?
Yes.
Was it with Bruce Willis or somebody?
It wasn't Bruce Willis.
But it had this little kid in there, and the whole concept was that when you do good things for people, those same people may not be the ones who pay you back, but somewhere, sometime, somehow, karma, whatever it is, will pay you back. And so I'm a very, very firm believer in what goes around comes around.
And, you know, so many people have said it for so many years, Tony, and it's just great to hear it again. And certainly with a body of work that goes over three decades, what a pleasure to be with you. And thanks, everybody, for taking the time to listen. And go visit Dr. Tony Alessandra's website. You're going to love it. Thanks so much, Tony. Have a great time out there and warm La Jolla, California.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Beyond Networking. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.